From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Snedder, our fabulous producer, doing his fabulous job as always. Traffic-wise, we're fine here. Northumberland and Danville gummed up at the lights, but everybody else doing okay in the central Susquehanna Valley. We have full traffic, AccuWeather, and your money now coming up. But first, back on the news line, I'm so glad to say that a person I'm glad to call friend is on the line. Susan Decker, a licensed professional counselor, one of the new counselors over at the new Family Practice Center at the Susquehanna Valley Mall, making sure that that comprehensive care facility has her good skills added in. And we've talked to Susan on a wide range of topics in the past, and we're glad to have her back on the line. We'll talk about the pandemic and political division and maybe some help for kids these days. So, Susan, thank you so much for checking back in this morning.
Good morning, Mark.
I really do appreciate it. Well, we have a divided U.S. If you happen to catch any of our news, we got Republicans versus Democrats, but we got neighbor versus neighbor and Biden supporter versus Trump supporter. When it comes to political division, is there a net effect from that, or is that division the net effect of something else when it comes to psychology?
Well, we are noticing people are very stressed and angry, and we are under a barrage of info from media and social media. And the topics are emotional, and they're kind of the us against them viewpoints. We get a lot of that. And so, and also there are people that are triggered by the political climate, or whether it's race, religion, or gender. But there are things we can do.
So we'll talk about things we can do in a moment, but let me just delve a little bit farther into this division. Would you say our political division is the result of something or someone? Maybe the pandemic is a contributing factor. President Trump, of course, a polarizing factor. You know, a very assertive leader. Some folks admire that. Probably irritates some other folks. But is our division and its psychological outfall the result of something else?
Well, I think the media and our access to media and social media is a little different than it ever was before. So I think that plays into it a little bit. We also do have a president that does tend to incite people. And so I think there's a big divide there. But a lot, you put a pandemic on top of that too. There are a lot of people that are very fearful, whether they're fearful for their health, whether they're fearful for the economic situation, whether they're fearful that they're going to be able to retain their rights, whatever they are. And so you kind of have a perfect storm.
Well, and the pandemic itself leads to division. You have some folks that sort of participate and agree that health-wise we should quarantine or maybe reduce, you know, business capacity, and others who really push back hard against that. Is that, again, is that division that's associated with the pandemic a symptom, or is that a problem?
Well, I think it's certainly it's a problem because we don't have consensus, but we have a lot of bad news resources too. So people are getting misinformation a lot of times. But I think as a therapist, I always go back to what's really going on. And I think for a lot of people, there's fear. Fear that their lives will change as they were or how they as they had known them. Fear of economic problems, fear of health issues. So no matter which side you stand on, I think it really comes down to it's based on a lot of fear.
What can we do? You're ready to go with that remark.
Yeah, I think as far as the divide in the U.S. is, don't forget, you can always take a break from news and social media and still stay pretty informed. I'm not so sure you're any more informed if you're watching 4 hours versus a half an hour in the morning. You can also choose not to discuss anymore. I think the other thing is, if you are feeling kind of helpless or feeling the need to make a difference politically, do something about it. Volunteer for a positive cause that supports your beliefs, because we know volunteering is also good for mental health, and it can make a difference in the world without even having to discuss the things that divide us. And, you know, helping someone with opposing beliefs, because we spend a lot of time focusing on our differences. And we can talk about other things and remember how much you have in common instead of how much you don't with somebody. Political politics is important. I'm not minimizing that at all. But mental health is also important, and be able to set those boundaries for yourself are really important.
Well, Lawrence's worthless observation is more people are depressed today, may be associated with the division or may be associated with the pandemic. My anecdotal observations are, is that true? Is there any research that shows that a greater number of us might be suffering from depression?
Yeah, we definitely have the research to support that. Depression and anxiety are up about 11%. People that are saying they have depression, anxiety is about 40% right now. That's higher than I think ever in my professional experience. Alcohol and drug consumption is up 13%. Those who consider suicide is up 11%, 25% for those ages 18 to 24. Another population that's very vulnerable right now is unpaid caregivers.
Okay, so tell us about that. When you say that phrase, I think of grandparents and so on, but who's in that category and what's a particular pressure for them?
Well, there are a lot of people that are caring for people that have a lot of disabilities, whether it's your parent caring for your child who has physical or mental disabilities. You're sometimes caring for an aging parent. Those people that you're caring for are particularly vulnerable to COVID, so that makes it more scary. The other thing is you're really isolated. So caring for someone isolates you to begin with, and now with the COVID, you're particularly isolated, so there's a lot of pressure. That particular population, and we do, most of the therapists are now doing some of the telehealth. Some of us are still seeing people in person. Some are strictly telehealth. But that is one population that we feel telehealth is really helpful for, those people that really can't get out.
Is sound advice for these individuals sort of the same as it was for maybe some of the other topics we talked about in our newsroom? We call it being untethered. We say, you know, I'm going on vacation, and from X time to X time, I'll be untethered, meaning you can't contact me about anything, or, you know, I won't respond, or the phone won't be on, these kinds of things. Same way for individuals who are caring for other individuals, this untethered
time? That population is never untethered.
Okay.
Because they don't get that break. There is not a break for caring for somebody, and so those are particularly hard. And that's why I feel the telehealth has been very helpful, because they're able to access services. They can't go away. They can't take a break because they are still caring for someone. And so I think, you know, we're particularly of use to people who are pretty much bound to their duties.
So telehealth for mental health counseling, plus you could probably squeeze it in. You know, if you have a good session that's 50 minutes, then maybe sometime during the whole week you can carve out a 50-minute segment to do telehealth with someone. Is that typically done in your field of professional counseling? You're doing that via video or telephonically?
Yeah, we are. We're doing video. In some cases, phone. We prefer video if we can, because we get to see a little bit more of our clients. But we have most mental health therapists have moved rapidly, and insurances are actually reimbursing for the telehealth now, and they're also, some of them even have done some waivers on copays and deductibles, so they were making it much more accessible for people to do the telehealth. And it's been good, particularly for certain populations, and unpaid caregivers definitely come to mind.
Well, that's key. Well, and if we're going to talk about Family Practice Center, we know that their counseling and therapy and psychologists always a key component. You know, every facility, you know, all the way down to Harrisburg up to here, you see, you know, one or two docs, one or two key, you know, highly informed nurses, and one or two psychologists or therapists on board. So they've always felt that was important. All right, children's mental health. We're back at the school. School's got a whole new scheme to it. Is there anything that we should know when it comes to children's mental health as we watch our schoolers back at work?
Yeah, there's some signs to look for in kids. Those include excessive worry, regression. Now, regression is always part of child development, but if your kids are really regressing or going back to earlier age behaviors, that's something to look for. Irritation, poor school performance, unhealthy eating and sleeping, crying and some poor attention and concentration. Those are all signs in kids that we should be looking for.
If you see any of those signs as a sort of a next logical step?
Parents really have a great amount of power. I always tell my parents here, you have a lot of power here. Providing some honest, age-appropriate information, maintaining as much of a daily routine as possible. Kids really do thrive on routine. Teaching kids how to help themselves by helping others. Also, I always tell parents, monitor how you respond. They are looking to you. If you're handling the pandemic well, most likely your kids will too. So you need to be that role model. Don't have to be afraid to say no, you don't know. If your kids ask you something and you don't know, you can always just say, I don't know, we'll figure it out as we go. It's important that kids interact with their peers in a safe manner. That's been a particular concern. I work with a lot of adolescents, and these kids are missing some really developmental milestones, and that peer interaction is so important for our kids. And so making sure they're able to interact with their peers in a safe manner, and then also allowing some of these kids to grieve those missed milestones. A lot of our adolescents have missed proms, they've missed graduations, they've missed their college orientations. There are a lot of things that they're really missing milestones, things they will never get back. And it's okay to feel sad about those things.
All right. Well, and I think parents, the same thing. They miss those milestones, too. You know, they...
Absolutely.
Yeah, they had hoped to see them as well. Anything else to add? I'll give you the last word. Anything additionally you'd like to remark on? Maybe some contact information wouldn't hurt as well.
If somebody needs counseling, there are, you know, certain things. When to seek help. So most of us can learn to manage. We know what to do to keep ourselves mentally healthy. However, if there's problems with sleeping, eating, performing daily tasks, increased substance use, marked differences in personality behavior or emotional outbursts or violent behavior, it's probably time to seek help, seek some help. So you can always call a therapist. You can access them through your insurance. Most people know if there's a behavioral health component on the back of your insurance card, you can always call. Here at Family Practice, the number is 570-884-7922. There are currently two of us here. We welcome your calls, and hopefully you can get the help you need if you need it.
Well, thank you so much. You always pack so much great information in a short amount of time. Our 13-minute counseling session here just super helpful for the whole valley. So congratulations again on really just being a great go-to person. Susan Decker, thank you so much for checking in this morning. We'll talk again. We know that to be true. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Susan Decker, licensed professional counselor, one of the new counselors at the New Family Practice Center at Susquehanna Valley Mall. That's where the former JCPenney's is, if you want to actually make a mental note of that location. And we have all the contact information about her posted at WDKOK.com.